the second half of John chapter 6, verse 37 says, "Whoever comes to me, I will never cast out." Isn't that glorious? Why should we labor for the bread of life? Because He is the Son of Man. He is sent from God with the seal of God to satisfy our soul eternally. And God will not fail. And all those who come to Jesus will never be turned away, but rather will be completely and perfectly kept and preserved by Jesus. You may say, "Well, Cliff, how do I know Jesus won't reject me if I come to Him? How do I know that I am one of those gifts, one of the called? What if I come to Jesus and He says, 'No, you're not one of the called'?" Well, just as certain and true as it is that God gives people to Jesus of His own sovereignty, so it is also true that all those who come to Christ will in no wise be turned away or lost by Jesus. In other words, we learn that God does not do halfway work. He completes the task of salvation to the very end, from predestined to called to justified to glorified. The soul that is in Christ is spoken of as if they are already glorified. You are secure in Christ. What's not to love about that? God's love towards His Son and us is so secure and fortifying, and Jesus is so taken with this gift that He says He will never relinquish us. Those who turn from their sin and believe in Jesus, who come to Jesus, who are given to Jesus by God the Father, will always be in the possession of Jesus. We are loved and treasured for eternity. How does that impact the way we live? It should bring us comfort to know that we will be raised up on the last day, and we should live in great expectation of that day. We should live not in the fear of death, but in anticipation of the resurrection life to come. As you pray today, please remember Doug and Diane Lee, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Chaga Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.